Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's gotten to a point now where it can't. There has to be an answer, right? Because there's so many different players in this lineup this year. And yet we're still seeing the same patterns. So there has to be a quantitative answer, at least in my opinion. So what do you think it is? Is it coaching? Is it the mentality? And I'll even throw this in there because he's not a winner yet. Is it the leadership? What? I know we all love Aaron Judge. I'm not questioning that. I fucking love the guy to death. He's one of my favorite Yankees of all time.
Okay, but you're going to blame him right now.
Maybe I will, and maybe you should be more willing to do so. I mean, I'm not saying that that would be right. All I'm saying is, could that be a question? I mean, we've entered an era just in life in general where everyone is softer. Are we too soft here? Is there not enough leadership to sit these guys down and say, wake the fuck up? You guys are disgusting. This is gross. Is it behind closed doors, or is it, hey guys, we'll get there. It's okay.
Look. Aaron Boone cannot be that guy. Okay. There were reports in the offseason that Yankee higher ups wanted him to be tougher on the players. And that is never going to work. You can be remember when Tom Coughlin, he came into the Giants and everybody hated him because he was a hard ass. And Michael Strahan had a big beef with him, and then he softened up. You can go from hard-ass to a little bit softer, and your players will respect you because you're accommodating them in that situation, like you're meeting them in the middle. You can't go from being a fucking pushover to now being a drill sergeant because they will see right past that shit. It's not who you are, and they have no respect for you. And my one big true knock on Aaron Judge is that he goes to bat almost out of his way for Aaron Boone. Well, we're all watching a guy that clearly is in over his head managing his ball club.
But isn't that a reflection of his leadership? Look, I'm not sitting here trying to rip Aaron Judge.
You want to know why I separate the difference? Because he is an elite player. Not good. He is elite.
I'm talking about leadership in the clubhouse.
He can lead on the field, okay? Because
I need a guy who can lead in the clubhouse.
That's what I'm questioning. Yeah, well, Derek Jeter was never the greatest leader. Everybody knows who was the real enforcer of that team. Derek Jeter went out there and set examples based on what he did on the field. And then if he needed somebody, maybe he needs somebody like Jorge Posada to go in there and lay down the law. Maybe he needs an enforcer type. Derek Jeter was never the in-your-face, you-better-fucking-cut-the-shit-out type of guy.
But what's the biggest difference between Jeter and Judge as far as when the team is doing poorly?
Okay.
He would hold them accountable.
I'm just making a point. I'm not also, countering you. I'm not countering
Jeter
you at all.
Derek Jeter was also on. Derek Jeter won, so that's what everybody's argument is.
But okay, yeah, but when they weren't winning, what would Derek Jeter say?
He would hold them accountable for
he
sure.
He would hold them accountable, and Judge not, doesn't do that. That's not a philosophy anymore for the Yankees. It's not about being the New York Yankees anymore. It's just about being like any other team. You get in the dance, you have a chance.
And that's not on Judge. That's on the higher ups.
It's hard,
for just,
right? It's top down. Hard to expect the players to say it when the boss won't say it.
Right.
And
so
there's the philosophy of the mindset of this ball club that, you know, everything's fine. We're going to get in. The numbers are this, the numbers are that. And it's just, that is not the Yankee way. The Yankee way is we don't look like World Series contenders. And that's a major problem.
A huge problem. And again, I'm not sitting here like freaking out. It's May, 2nd right now?
Right.
It's still so early. This is exactly why I don't get too excited when they're 12-3. You know, I'm also not going to get like too crazy now that they're not scoring runs. But the problem is when you have emotion, and I always tell this to my fucking kids, everything. And by the way, happy birthday to your daughter. Okay.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday. Okay.
I say this to my kids. And you actually say this, Christian, all the time. Follow the evidence of how you're feeling emotionally. And does it line up with reality? Like, we all get emotional in situations. So if we're feeling emotional right now, let's line it up with what reality is for us.
The reality is this team doesn't score runs.
And they haven't.
And if the Yankees were losing games because Gerrit Cole is not out there and Luis Gil, who was fantastic
unbelievable
on Wednesday night, is technically his replacement and was getting out there and getting lit up every time out, and they were losing games 9-8, 7-5, but they were scoring every night, but just didn't have the pitching to keep up, then you would feel differently and say, hey, when Cole comes back, things are going to change. Gerrit Cole, I've been saying this all offseason and probably into before the season ended because we knew Cole was winning the Cy Young Award. Gerrit Cole, best starting pitching performance from a Yankee in 45 years, okay? 45 years. Think about how long that is. That's longer than I've been on this friggin' earth. 45 years. And it meant absolutely nothing because the team couldn't score runs. And if you're getting tired of me saying that, then get it through your friggin' head that the reason why we're down on this team is because they have not fixed the problem. They thought they did, but Juan Soto alone didn't help. And Alex Verdugo, as good as he's been, Alex Verdugo's not a game changer. He's a piece of the puzzle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.